Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, what would you spend £11,000 on? A fancy car, big lump sum off your mortgage, a magic, really special luxury holiday? What? A whole new wardrobe? Well, for Jade Whimsy, that was how much she spent on energy drinks in just 4 years. And the heavy cost was not just to her purse, but also to her figure. Jade joins us now on the line to tell us more about her story. Jade, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Listen, unbelievable. Tell us, first of all, what happened and how did all of this start with energy drinks and your addiction to them?
Basically, it was just when I started university, really, and it was just, I was always tired. I was getting up at like 6, 7 in the morning to make a commute, and energy drinks were just always there. You know, I needed the energy kick, so that's what I turned to.
And what sort of effect did it have on you initially? First of all, yourself, getting up and going, and then your weight.
Yeah, the weight was like a gradual thing. It was like over a period of like 3 or 4 years, it just gradually crept on and crept on. And I think when it goes on slowly, you don't notice it so much. But obviously the sugar content and that of these energy drinks was, you know, having a real effect on my weight.
But Jade, like, it's something that we don't think of often when, you know, whether you join them yourself or a family or a friend, join one of the you know, the weight watching groups, Uni Slim, Slimming World, Fat Around the Middle, whatever it is. One of the first things they say is watch your intake of liquids because there are hidden calories in there.
Definitely, definitely. And the thing is, it doesn't fill you. You're drinking the calories, but there's no fulfillment there in terms of like hunger. Like you couldn't drink a can of Coke or a can of Red Bull and get the same satisfied feeling as you would from eating, say, a banana. You know, but you don't think about it. Like I say, it's just empty calories.
You're really, like, it's like we were talking earlier on about calories on menus and also about kids and nutrition. So many times we'd give kids a juice without even thinking twice about it, never mind for their teeth. But the same for ourselves. I mean, I used to be hooked, the same thing, on a certain type of energy drink, and you just would automatically have one with every meal. But how often were you drinking them? How often was something that you'd reach out for one?
Well, I'd usually, if there was an offer or whatever, I'd usually buy like two at a time. And then I'd have like two in the morning, probably like another one for lunch, like with my lunch. And then like another couple on the night, depending on what I was doing.
Oh, wow. That is some amount. I mean, did anyone ever say anything to you? Did you think yourself anything about it, or you just...
Well, one of my friends who I work with, he once made a comment. It was like, you're drinking a lot of those. Like, I would drink an energy drink in place of a normal drink, you know, like if I was thirsty, I would have an energy drink. You know, like I wouldn't turn to water or anything like that. It would always be an energy drink. And it got to the point where, like, on busy nights when I was at work, I'd drink that much. At the end of the night, I'd end up, like, shaking. You know, like, I'd obviously had way too much. And that scared me a little bit. You know, when it got to the point where, like, I thought, oh, this isn't safe, you know. Because, I mean, you hear of all these people that have, you know, drunk energy drinks and then end up in hospital because, you know, they've had heart problems or whatever, and it's the caffeine content, isn't it?
That's it, and also it's the sweet taste. It's addictive. I mean, sugar is completely addictive, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, a lot of people hate the smell of like energy drinks because they are quite strong, but I loved it. That was one of the main reasons why I drank it, because I have a real sweet tooth. So, like I say, I'd obviously eat sweets and chocolate and things, but you look at sweets and chocolate and consider the calories where you go with a drink.
So it's so true. And like you said as well, the weight with something like that, it happens so gradually. You're going in, you were a size 12. Next thing is you're thinking, oh, they're a bit tight. Sure, I'll just go up to a size 14. They must be small sizes in here. Next thing is, so how did that happen for you? I mean, how much weight did you gain?
From being at university, I probably gained about 4 or 5 stone. Yeah, probably about 4 or 5 stone over the period of time. But like I said, I just never noticed it until, you know, like I sort of look back at photos now and I think, gosh, I was really that big, you know. But at the time, I just didn't see it.
Jade, I saw a video of you we were looking at earlier with Grace. You look amazing. I mean, you look gorgeous, and you're talking on your blog all about, well done you, and you're talking on your blog girlupnorth.co.uk, and you're talking about your weight loss and talking about the drinks and the dangers of them. But you lost, how much did you lose now, and you went from which size down?
I've lost 6 stone, and I've gone from a size like 20 to a size 12.
Wow. Wow. But what was it? What was that thing that made you go, enough, I have to stop this?
It was somebody made a comment on Facebook about me never having my head out of the fridge because I was so big. So I just thought, do you know what? No one's ever going to be able to say that to me ever again. You know, it's all right hurting me once, but I mean, there was other things that people used to say, because the bar staff that I work with, they're all really slim, you know, really pretty, and I always felt like the fat one. And there was one incident when there was two people stood at the bar. The other girls had gone home, and one of them went, "Oh, we're not left with her, are we?"
What?
And I just thought, oh. Yeah, it wasn't nice. But at the end of the day, I'm actually like thanking them people now. You know, I'm thinking, I'm so glad you did that, because although it's horrible and nobody should have to put up with things like that, that is what spurred me on really to start.
Very valid point, Jade. Not something, they won't be on your Christmas card list, but you are internally grateful to them for actually giving you that motivation to do that. But the person that put that Facebook message up, did you know them?
Yeah.
And I know, Jade, you're saying it gave you the inspiration, okay, to do what you did, which was good for you now. You look at yourself, you look fantastic. You lost, 6.5 stone? You've gone from a size 18, 20 down to a size 12. But you knew that person. I mean, that message popping up on your, you know, I don't know. I don't think, would you do that to somebody?
Well, no, I'm not the sort of person that wants to intentionally hurt anybody, you know. I suppose some people are just like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, as awful as that is.
Yeah. And your advice, though, Jade, so did you just go, that's it? How did it happen? Did you just go, that's it, I'm stopping from today, or?
Well, yeah, I went on holiday, and then during the holiday was when that final incident happened, and I said, right, I'm going to go to Slimming World, go to a meeting and start. And I did. I started that September. I've lost 2.5 stone by the Christmas, 4 stone by the May 2014, and then I reached target in January this year.
Wow. Did you have an outfit? Was there a goal that you just went, you know, that you were picturing in your head and that kept motivating you on? What kept motivating you to get to target?
Just that, like, every clothes size I went down, it was just an amazing feeling. It's the best. Anybody that's been overweight and lost weight will know exactly what I mean when I say, like, when you start losing weight and you can buy the next size down, it's an incredible feeling. It really, really is. And that was what spurred me on. I originally only actually intended to lose about 4 stone. But then, cause I didn't want to set myself too high a target. You know, I think when you start, if you're going to say, right, I want to lose 6 stone, it sounds undoable. It's a lot of weight to lose. So I think breaking it down for me into manageable, like, chunks, that was what kept me going and what kept me motivated to do it.
And Jade, every single one of us at some stage has had weight on that we've tried to lose, and it gets you really down. You become obsessed with it, that you can't seem to think about anything else, and just trying to get that weight off and shift it. And it's a long road. But for you, did you find that you had the energy drinks, you were drinking, what did you say? You were drinking about 7 a day, up to 7 a day. And was that the only thing you had to cut out? Was that the key focus?
It wasn't. I mean, obviously, I ate junk food as well. Because of my lifestyle, I was having takeaways and, you know, like fast food, whatever was quick and easy, I was having. But I think that contributed to the fact I never had any energy. It was a vicious circle, you know, because I was eating so much junk. The junk food has really no nutritional value, so you're getting no, like, proper, like, natural energy from it. So that's why I had to have the energy drinks. But then when I went on to Slimming World, I didn't feel like I needed them anywhere because I was eating all this, you know, like, proper food. I didn't need the artificial energy.
Because, you know, with the sugar, that's the thing that I find as well. I absolutely, completely know that I'm addicted to sugar. I mean, Easter comes around and it's the type of year I can happily talk about for weeks afterwards, because it's just the sugar fix and the quick sugar high. And, you know, it is addictive. It's really highly addictive. But how do you swap the bad energy, the sugar that you get from those drinks? How did you swap that out? Because otherwise you can have those lows, those sugar lows after, in between.
Yeah, I mean, I still drink fizzy drinks. I have Diet Coke now. And I do sometimes have, you know, like a zero energy drink. If it's, because like I say, I like the taste of it. It wasn't just the energy, I liked the taste. So I can have the zero energy because it contains no sugar. And I would have things like fruit. Fruit's really good for keeping your energy levels up, and it's more of a sustainable energy. So if you eat a banana, the energy should last you longer than, say, like, you know, an energy drink would.
And you have to be careful as well, because if you look at some of those cans, they have other things in them that aren't good for you, like aspartame. You have to be careful with, you know, swapping out some of the full fat sugars for the maybe zero fat but really high sugar.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I say, with Slimming World, you don't have to completely cut anything out if you don't want. But it's just, like I say, energy drinks, they're not good, are they? They're not good for your health. So it's better to keep, if you're going to have some, you know, keep it in moderation. Don't go like I did and end up having, you know, 6 and 7 a day. Yeah,
and shaking at the end of them, caffeine withdrawals or too much caffeine.
Exactly, yeah.
But tell us, after that, so Jade, you've transformed, you look amazing, you're getting this high of going in and putting on the clothes the size that you want, which is always the best feeling. So how did that change your life? I mean, in January, what was that like? You reached your target goal. What was that like?
I am actually a different person now. And well, I've changed back to who I was before I put the weight on. I'm a much happier person. I smile a lot more. I go out a lot more. I actually want to socialise, whereas before I just didn't. I was a bit of like a recluse, and the only time I would really go out would be to go to work. And even people, like, because I work behind a bar, they've even said, you know, you smile so much more, you look so much better. Like my skin, I used to really suffer with acne and spots. But since I've changed my diet, my skin looks infinitely better than it ever did.
And the big smile, of course. And we saw that. I saw that in your video online, and also girlupnorth.co.uk. You have a lot of your information that you, how you did things, what you ate before and why you ate now, is all up there, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got all, like, you know, different Slimming World ideas, and like I've got a story about my weight loss journey. So from me going, you know, from when I started and then taking you through to where I am now.
Well, Jade, you know what? I would be delighted if I was over on my holliers to pop in up north and go in and see you behind the bar with a big smile, big smiley head. And you're married to the landlord as well.
I am, yeah.
So yourself and Jason. Listen, thank you so much. Great talking to you, Jade, this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.